Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, with the worldwide focus on soccer, you might be wondering, you know, these guys are elite athletes, but can the rest of us gain benefits from playing soccer? And what is it really doing for our children? Well, my guest is fan favorite, Dr. John Higgins. He's a sports cardiologist at the UT Health Science Center at Houston. Welcome to the show, Dr. Higgins. Tell us about soccer and the health benefits.
Well, yeah, I mean, soccer, it's not only fun to watch, but it's a great workout, and it can be lots of fun with, you know, many people playing it all over the world, and it's a fairly easy to game to play. It's a great workout, it's fun, and there are a whole lot of benefits of soccer, and we actually have come up with this mnemonic, Melanie, for the benefits of soccer, and it is the letters of the word soccer.
I love your mnemonics, Dr. Higgins. You come up with some of the best ones we hear on this program. So give us your mnemonic for soccer.
Okay, well, the S stands for strength. And we know that people who are playing soccer regularly by the nature of their training and also the actual playing of the games itself end up with stronger muscles, better bones, more flexibility of their tendons, and less injuries. So it's a great way to build up your general strength.
Well, and it certainly is, and I see how strong my daughter gets running around. Keep going for us.
Okay, so the O stands for organization, and what that means is that this is a team sport. So in order to get to where the team, the actual ball needs to be, ending up in that goal, it requires the whole team to work together. It requires the offense, the defense. So it teaches children and adults, you know, how to actually work together. And if you were watching any of the World Cup soccer recently, you probably saw that there was a number of times where multiple people were involved. In some cases, the whole team, you know, touched the ball prior to it going in to the final goal. And oftentimes, the one person will take it the the main part of the way, and then at the end, you know, because so many other defenders are on him, he has to pass it off to someone else to actually get the final score. But it's not about, you know, glory of one player. It's about, okay, we as a team together actually achieve this. And I think that's great teaching for kids, not only for the actual game itself, but also, you know, outside of the sport, you know, when they're at school, you know, to understand they are actually part of a group. And if you want to achieve anything really great and score that goal in anything in life, oftentimes, you know, it requires the team. And like the letters of team, you know, they talk about together, everybody achieves more. And that's really true about team sports.
I think it's one of the best things about soccer is watching that, you know, team camaraderie, learning about the other members, passing, just learning about good sportsmanship, I think, is just so important. Now, I really love the C for coordination. Tell us about that, because, boy, we saw some hand-eye coordination in this World Cup like we've never seen.
Oh, yes, Melanie. I mean, incredible. I mean, this is one of the sports where it really, really teaches the coordination between the eye and other parts of the body. It might be eye head, eye hand, eye feet, eye thigh, eye back. I mean, you're talking about having to know how to actually connect, you know, your muscles with what your brain wants to do in very quick period of time. We often don't have much time, and it may be that all of a sudden you spot the ball, it comes to you right in front of you, and you have to know, okay, I have to lift up my leg and, you know, my thigh, and I have to hit that into the goal. I have a millisecond to do that. So it's really, really fantastic for improving coordination. And we know that people who play sports that improve coordination, they maintain that for a good part of their life. And if they continue playing, they are less likely to have injuries that are associated with lack of coordination later on and, you know, break bones and things. So this is a great way to teach coordination to kids. And again, that will help them not only in the game, but also outside of the game.
So keep going for us, Dr. Higgins.
Okay, so the second C, because there are two C's in soccer, is cardio. And this is a fantastic workout. If you looked at the World Cup games just recently, you know, they will often, when a player is replaced, you know, particularly late in the game, they were putting the stats up. And I noticed some of the players in the final the other day, and, you know, they actually had the distance covered, you know, 10, 12 kilometers. So we're talking about, you know, 8 to 10 miles in one of those games. And it's a fantastic cardio workout because they're doing, if you think about it, they're doing intervals or interval training for a big part of the game, as well
as high-intensity interval training.
Yeah, high-intensity. I mean, they're going from, you know, a very slow walk in some instances. All of a sudden now they are in a very fast sprint. Sometimes they'll slow it down a little bit and, you know, make some turns and twists, and then they'll go it again. So this is a fantastic cardio opportunity for them to work out. They are working out those major muscles. They're not only working out the lower limbs, they're the main ones, but they're also using their upper limbs and also, you know, their back muscles and head muscles, particularly when they're doing some of those headers into the goal.
Which leads us cardio right into the E.
Yes, the endurance. I mean, we're talking about these folks in the professional. They're on the game for 90 minutes or more, including possible overtimes and other things. And even the younger soccer players, even though they may not play as long, they're still out there for a longer time. And if you notice also when you're watching the soccer, you know, the game is 90 minutes, and it lasts for not too much longer than 90 minutes, as, you know, compared to some other games where they will stop and have many breaks. I mean, soccer is a very flowing and running game, and so that really teaches people endurance because they only have a quick halftime break, but the rest of the time they are on the field and they are, you know, walking or running, you know, walking or running. There's no rest for the wicked on that field. You know, they are going the whole time. They're thinking with their mind about different plays. They are moving, and so it's a really a test of endurance, both the physical and also the mental, particularly late in the game when it counts. And as we saw on many of the games, that's when the scoring actually that decided the game occurred.
Well, I certainly see it when my daughter plays. She runs and runs and runs until she cannot run anymore, and it's crazy. I know that I couldn't do it, but I know it's a great workout. We only have a minute and a half left, so let's get to the R.
The R stands for real easy, and I think this is the nice thing about soccer. I mean, here's one end of the field. You have to get the ball there. That's your goal. Here's our end on the other end. It's basically you just need clothes and some shoes and a ball. So it's really cheap. It's fun. Most of the basic rules, you know, are very easy to teach. It's played in more countries than any other sport. It's the most commonly played sport by all in the world. So I think that's a real plus about soccer. People know about it. You can play. Hey, it can be a great way when you're, you know, traveling to a country to meet people. If you're doing some sort of exchange program, it can be a great way to keep your exercise up, and it's relatively easy to do, and you'll always be able to find someone playing soccer wherever you are. And just a couple of quick notes about avoiding
injuries. We only have 30 seconds.
Yeah, warm up. Make sure you warm up your muscles and joints before you start. Make sure that you maintain your fitness level overall, you know, throughout the year when you're not playing. Hydrate before, during, and after. Don't overdo it, and make sure you wear the protective equipment if you're playing professionally. But I think if you think about soccer and think about those words, it's soccer has got it all for your health recipe to keep your fitness level up and have fun at the same time.
Perfect. It is the recipe for soccer: strength, organization, coordination, cardio, endurance, and it's real easy, cheap, fun, and certainly worldwide. Thank you so much, Dr. John Higgins. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.